starting off the new year nice and sick. Let's go.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
But I'm sick.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
Did I say
Stretch
I'm
Roberts.
Sick? Yes.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon.
I'm sick.
Here is your host, Stretch.
Oh, I'm fired up because I'm sick. I'm slowly getting better, but I am annoyed. I am having a bad day. What else is new in the fat man world? Here's what's happening. I don't know if you guys have an asshole at your work, but I have a gigantic asshole at my work. And they're sick all the time, the gigantic asshole. And it's, look, people go to work sick. I've done it most of my life. The COVID kind of changed my thinking on it. But now, if I feel like I'm getting sick or something, I'll put on a surgical mask, because we've all got those laying around since the COVID days. And I'll go to work, and I'll eat lunch outside. We have indoor and outdoor. And I'll stay away from everyone. Or if someone comes to my desk, I'll say, hey, I'm sick, like everyone else in my office does. Everyone in my office, when you see someone come in with a mask on, you're like, oh, they must have a cold or not be feeling well. And that's the kind, respectable thing to do, especially since now COVID is still around. Now, apparently, we have the bird flu and the monkeypox and everything else. So now it may not just be a cold. So when you get sick, it's good to try to do that, to try to show some consideration for your fellow employees. Well, we have a guy at my work that shows up sick and then walks around with no mask on going, like literally hacking and coughing in the break room. And then what's weird is this is a guy that leaves for lunch every day. But when he's sick, he goes into the break room and sits down and hacks and coughs and blows his nose. He is a prick. And I'm the only person that will stand up to this prick because I don't know why. Well, you guys know why. I'm an a-hole, and I like to punch people in the face. And I told him before, if I get sick, I'm going to punch you in your effing face. Like, stay away from me. Stay away from my desk. Don't come in here without a mask on. Like, I have point blank told him before. And other people, but here's the thing, too. I know people in my office have issues at home. I know there's a couple people that have a sick spouse that doesn't need to get sick. I know there's someone who has a person in their family at home that's going through cancer treatment. There's a lot of other reasons you don't want to get sick besides you're a douche and you should, like, stay home, especially when you have a job that you can stay home and work from home on. It's BS. Like, I'm pissed at my boss, and I love my boss, but this is his fault. This is his mishandling, and I'm going to have to tell him because I'm working the next 2 weekends, hey, if you don't handle this, I'm going to punch that fucker in the face. And he knows I'll do it. And I'll tell him, and then it's your problem. Because you can fire me if you want to, but I know you won't. So I'm going to punch this fucker in the face. And I'm going to deal with the problem that you aren't dealing with. Everyone complained. And my boss had a meeting and said everyone needed to wear a mask. But now, so basically, because there's one giant asshole in our office, he's punishing everyone because he's my boss is very non-confrontational. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. He's a nice man. And that's cool up until you allow yourself to be walked all over by a giant dick that everyone hates. And it absolutely is pissing me off because I spent the weekend really sick. I felt it coming on New Year's Eve. Like, man, I feel like I might be getting a cold. And I went to bed early. Then I woke up on New Year's and I'm like, yeah, I don't feel great. And then on Thursday, when we went back to work, I wore a mask into work. And then it was funny. And I got there, like, everybody was wearing a mask. And then that dick came in, no mask on, but he'd been sick for a couple days. And I'm not kidding. It ran through my office. Whatever this crap is, like, half of our office has it or has already gone through it. I'm coming out of it now, so I felt bad. On Friday, I would say I was sick. At that point, I'm like, all right, I'm sick. And then on Saturday, I was floored. I slept all day. I slept Friday night, went to bed, got up Saturday morning, slept till 11:30 in the morning on Saturday, and I'm a person that's typically up 7 at the latest. Slept till 11:30, took medicine, went back to bed, slept all day, then went back to bed, slept all night, got up this morning, and finally felt a little better. But now my head's stuffed up, and I'm sure it's a head cold that will turn into a chest cold because it migrates down into your lungs, and that will be great too. But I am not happy about this, and I blame my work. And it's a place that I really like, but they need to do something about that dick, and they need to put in some type of policy of, if you're sick, and the boss doesn't give us sick days for crap. Hell, he doesn't give us vacation days for crap. So he doesn't want anyone being out sick, but there's some jobs that can be done remotely. Obviously, I have to be there, but I'm also isolated. I don't really have to interact with other employees. I can sit at my desk with a 6-foot buffer of anyone around me, and I'm pretty safe up there wearing a mask and washing my hands, and I spray with Lysol. But, man, I'm really pissed. So that's where I am. That was my weekend. I'm coming out of it. I'll be back at work tomorrow. I will consider myself not sick anymore tomorrow. I'm just riding out what's left of a cold, and that's another week. Think about it, though. So it started last Tuesday, and now it'll be a week, and it'll be next Tuesday till I'm 100% back to normal, I'm guessing. Pain in the ass. And then I got to work the next 2 weekends on top of it, so just 3 weekends in a row of screwed, having been sick for this whole weekend. I still got up and did stuff. Our Christmas tree was up, and I had to put it away, so I broke that down today, put that away, took down the little bit of Christmas lights I had out in the front. I did that, too, while I was really sick this weekend. And then there was a thing the dogs had screwed up on a gate. They chewed up the boards trying to get onto the deck, so I put metal corrugated over that. Now they're probably going to cut their paws, but hopefully they'll do it and then learn, hey, let's not F with that gate anymore, because that's how dogs learn. They're dumber than a box of rocks. I got both of them sitting here with me. My wife and my daughter went out to dinner with our friends. I'm like, I'm not going. I'm sick. And I stayed home watching football, watching this great Minnesota-Detroit game. It's a good game. It's everything it was hyped up to be, and it's at halftime right now. As I'm doing, I'm like, I'm going to get in here and bang out this podcast at halftime and then get back to this game because it is freaking awesome. I love football so much. I did watch a little football. You know what was nice about working last week? I was able to listen to a ton of football during the day at work. I just punched them up. Like, I listened to the entire Georgia loss when Georgia got their ass handed to them. God, I love that because I hate Georgia so much. Georgia got throttled by freaking, was it Notre Dame? Like, what the hell? What the hell? So it was great to see them lose. I was really, really excited about that. And Notre Dame beat them handily too. And that was rescheduled because of the terror attack on New Year's Day. But yeah, I was sick, so that's why I didn't go ahead and do the rest of the show. I was planning on taking time off anyways. I wanted to just lounge around and rest, but I didn't plan on being sick when it happened. What a load of crap that is. I do have some workout news, and then I have a health issue, which I'm going to have to call, and I know this is hard to believe, but I'm going to have to be an a-hole to my insurance company tomorrow because I put in my request for my Ozempic, which is I take for diabetes, and they said, yeah, it's not due. We'll call mine with CVS that fills it, and they said, yeah, you can have it refilled on March 23rd. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm out now. I don't know what the hell the insurance is doing, but now I got to call and scream at them, and I'm going to let them have it with both barrels because this is the second thing they've denied. We tried to switch off the Ozempic, and they said no, and were dicks about it, and now they're not even renewing the subscription for the Ozempic, which is for diabetes. So I'm going to call them and say, hey, listen, fuckers, I'll sue the fuck out of you if you don't make this happen, and I will be a big pain in the ass. Did I mention I'm a superstar podcaster? I'm a social media influencer is what I am, and I'm going to bash the shit out of you. And that's the conversation we're going to have tomorrow if they do not get my Ozempic approved, and I'm going to tell them I don't appreciate them fucking with my, not my livelihood, with my life. I'm talking about freaking diabetes. It's a major issue, and you all of a sudden decide I can't have my medicine anymore? Go F yourselves. So that's going to be a heated one tomorrow. And I'm going to tell my boss, hey, I have a serious issue, and I need to deal with it while I'm working, so you may hear me screaming on the telephone and cursing at people, because that's what's going to happen at work tomorrow. So it's going to be fun. It's fun to be an a-hole. Actually, I get sick of being an a-hole. I just want to be nice, but people won't let me. I get stupid. Stupid is as stupid does. All right, what do I have here? All right, I have a couple cool stories. This one, first one is a lady who, by the way, sells self-hypnosis tapes. Like, you could call her and she will send you hypnosis tapes that you could buy, and I bet you they're expensive. But she decided to do an interview with the New York Post where she would give them tips on how you can basically self-hypnotize yourself, which is pretty cool. And it says, you know, people get all crazy and start setting their New Year's resolutions, and it's usually eat better, work out more, do this, do that. And she says if you hypnotize yourself with a technique that she's going to give you, it will help you to maintain those goals and hit those goals. And here's what she says. Find a quiet place to concentrate and follow this step-by-step guide. If you believe that eating healthy or exercising is hard, you're likely to resist subconsciously. This resistance keeps you stuck in a toxic cycle of shame and self-sabotage. Hi, my name is Stretch. But when you reprogram your subconscious mind, you can break free with self-hypnosis. So you find a quiet place, you sit down, you close your eyes, take a few deep breaths. She says, roll your eyes upward and hold them at the top while you count down slowly from 50 to 0 as you breathe more slowly. And with each number, feel yourself sinking into relaxation. As you hold your eyes up, visualize yourself feeling a deep love and appreciation of your body, seeing yourself enjoying healthy meals, feeling energized from exercise and thriving in your healthy lifestyle. Picture yourself as someone who wakes up full of energy, excited to make healthy choices. Imagine feeling confident, strong, and happy in your own skin. Then, open your eyes slowly and repeat this exercise in the morning when you wake up and then again before bed for your best results. So you're in a constant state of reminding yourself that you basically are a person who has a deep love and appreciation of your body. You're a person who enjoys healthy meals. You feel energized in the morning and want to work out, and you thrive in your healthy lifestyle, and you're full of energy and excited to make healthy choices. And you're just doing these, it's almost like positive affirmations that you're reprogramming your brain when you wake up. And it works to some degree. Different minds, it works to different degrees with people. Some people can be hypnotized, some people cannot. So it's worth trying. Hell, if that's all it takes, sit down, count down to 50 and say, I am not fat. I am sexy as hell. I am sexy. Everyone wants me. I don't love eating candy. I love eating healthy salads with no dressing. They're delicious. So they say, then speak out positive statements that aren't just about the goals that you want to do. You can change your thinking. Every day, I love and appreciate my body more and more. I'm consistent, loving, and disciplined with my goals. I choose healthy, energizing foods that nourish my body. My body is a temple, and I take care of it with love and respect. And you can record that of you saying those things and play it back to you, too, before you go to bed, which is another way of getting into it. So there's two ways to do it. Do the countdown or just say it into a little memo on your iPhone and then play it back to yourself with those positive affirmations. And it'll work. It can help. It can definitely help. So give that a try. But here's another one that I really like. It's a celebrity trainer. Another guy that would charge you a fortune for a visit. And I like what he has to say. He's like, all right, it's that time of the year. Everybody's getting their trainers are busy. The gyms are busy. People are flooding back in, wanting to get healthy. And this guy says, I have a 70-30 approach. Remember, everybody's got some little, you know, statement line or whatever it is. Well, this guy's, I got a 70-30, and here's what it is. He says, but before we get to his program, let's discuss a few things. He says, if you're not going to the gym already, expecting yourself to go for an hour a day, 5 days a week, is not realistic. That's really great advice to set realistic goals. And I will tell you, as a fat man who is out of shape right now, going back to the gym and diving straight in is a way to get injured, aka last year's shoulder surgery. It's also a way to get really, really sore. And but what's weird is I didn't dive right back in. I knew this. I had that knowledge going in that I shouldn't jump in and say I'm going to slam it. I did go to the gym, though, 5 days a week for a very long time, and I was disciplined as all F, but my body couldn't take it. It wasn't up to speed, and I blew my shoulder out. Now, and I was going light, so go easy. Go easy, because when you get in a lot of pain and you get really sore, you're going to not go as much as you should, or you're going to slow down, or you're going to quit. It's just human nature. So find a routine that works for you that isn't overly ambitious that you know you can keep up with. Start slow. If this is your goal to have this as your new lifestyle, slowly ease into the lifestyle. Don't freaking go crazy. His next statement before he gets into his 70-30 plan is make protein easy. Set realistic goals and avoid rushing the process, as gradual progress reduces the risk of injury and promotes sustainable results. So protein, especially if you're on Ozempic or semaglutide, protein, I can't stress enough. Protein, and weight training are vital if you're doing one of those. As if not, you're just going to torture your metabolism. Now let's get to this guy's 70-30 thing. And he is, I'm going to say he's wrong. If I was doing this program that he's talking about, I would call it 90-10. He's calling it 70-30. And it is 70% nutrition and 30% training. I can tell you, you can get the look you want without ever touching a weight. Just dieting and doing the proper nutrition. You can. Now, he's saying 70-30, but he's also a trainer and he needs you to train. So nutrition is everything when it comes to being healthy, losing weight. You cannot work out at all and lose a ton of weight with your nutrition dialed in, eating healthy, eating preset, like if you preset your meals, weigh your meals, calculate the calories, use an app. Those apps are a godsend. Life is a lot easier now to do this on your own like never before. I used to not be able to do it without a personal trainer. And I still suck at holding myself accountable, but the personal trainers will hold you accountable. But if you use these apps, it helps. There's a million of them. And just watch your food. I mean, everything you put in your mouth, everything. Mark it. Weigh it. Check it. Calories, intake. It's all macros. It's all numbers. In the end, and if you look at another good tip that I have, this isn't in the article, but if you look at your nutrition as just fuel, not as food, not as, oh man, I really love cheeseburgers. French fries are, I don't think I could live without these. Just fuel. It's fuel. Oatmeal's fuel. Plain oatmeal's fuel. Whatever you're putting in your body, it's fuel. It's either shitty fuel or good fuel. And go accordingly. And it'll work for you. It absolutely will work for you. This is the time of year. We're all going to dive back in. I'm going to dive back in. And we are all going to go for it. So take it easy on the workouts. And remember that diet is your number one thing. It's your number one thing. It's either your number one enemy or your number one ally in your fitness journey. It absolutely is. So don't forget that. Another thing before I go, there was a podcast that I wanted to tell everyone about that I just found on Friday when I was at work. There's like five or six podcasts that I listen to on a regular basis. And one of them had a guest on. And actually, this is one that I don't listen to that often at all. It's a UFO podcast. I love UFO stuff. And I was listening to one of them, and they had this lady on. And she is a podcast host, and in her podcast, it's called The Telepathy Tapes. Seriously, give it a listen, because I listened to her, and then I've listened to the first episode. I think there's 13 in season one, and they've only got one season done. But it's just, I don't know, it was uplifting to me. It was very uplifting and made me happy. because what they had was a bunch of kids that were autistic and nonverbal autistic kids. And this doctor, not the lady that did the report is like a documentary filmmaker, and she made this podcast after she heard about this doctor's work. But there's this doctor, and she kept hearing from people all over the world, not like, hey, somebody in, you know, LA and somebody in Orange County. No, this is all over the world. People were telling her that they thought their autistic kid could read their mind. Sounds laughable. Well, they go down the rabbit hole, and this doctor ended up going through hell. They tried to take her license, but it's amazing. There's truly, truly telepathy with some of these kids. And they tested them, and you meet kids. And in the first episode, she goes down to Mexico and visits this little girl. And it's not with everyone. It's not like in a movie where they read everyone's mind. The person that they read their mind of has to be someone that they very truly love. It's usually a parent, but the little girl in Mexico can't do it with her father, but only with her mother. She can basically see anything her mother sees through telepathy. And it's just amazing. It's such an amazing thing. And then they get into beyond that in other episodes. I know that because I heard the interview with her, which just got me into listening to it. But later on in the season, they start to realize these kids also have that link with one another. And they know each other from all over the world. There's like a telepathy link with these autistic nonverbal kids where they're talking and they're going to like a little meeting place. And it's beyond telepathy to where they almost think it's a new, new, it's crazy is what it is. It doesn't seem believable, but when you listen to this podcast and you listen to the test they put this first kid through, and she, what do you think her accuracy was? So they would blindfold her, put her on the other side of a partition. And by the way, these kids speak, thank God, through like Apple tablets and things like that, tablets. Before that, they had a rough time because they can push buttons and they can spell. They spell everything on a little keypad. And before that, people just thought that they were retarded and were dumb and couldn't think. These kids are very intelligent. They just can't articulate their thoughts because their body doesn't cooperate with them. They can't make their body do some stuff like talk. And it's just crazy. It's such a great podcast, but it's called The Telepathy Tapes. It's on the iTunes. That's where this podcast is too, and most podcasts are, but that's where I found it. I put into the iTunes, or I'm sorry, into the Apple podcast, The Telepathy Tapes, and it pops up. And it's really good. And I don't know, when you listen to it, it made me happy to know that there was some progress and some joy in that world. And that's another thing. Talk about joy. Everything this is based on is love. It's all love. The people that they communicate with are people they love, that they trust, that they know believe in them. And that's how this exists. That's how this telepathy exists, through love. It's really cool and uplifting, but highly recommended if you're looking for a podcast. Each episode's only like 45 minutes long, and it's good stuff. So go check that out. I can't recommend it enough. It was really cool. It's definitely one of my new favorite podcasts. I'm kind of bummed that it's only 13 episodes because I'm going to blaze through that pretty fast. That'll be probably about a week and a half at work that I will blow through that, listening to that. Ah, boy. All right, I'm going to get up out of here because it is the new year. There's another scam, too. It's funny. Thieves are using really high-tech stuff to try... Oh, there goes Alexa telling me an alert. That you are... So my wife worked for a company, and it was a advertising billboard company. My dogs are chewing something up over there, and I don't know what they have. And what it is they would have these billboards on a truck, and the truck would drive down the street. Well, whenever you got within a certain distance of it, it had this technology on it that it registered your cell phone, and it knew your cell phone was passing by. And then they would spam your cell phone with advertising, knowing you had seen that board. So let's say it was about weight loss. And then all of a sudden that same company would now be hitting your phone because they would know you'd seen the billboard. That's what it was. Well, scam artists are now using that same technology because last weekend we went down to San Diego and we shot down there and shot back. We went to the zoo. It was a great weekend trip. But I noticed both my wife and my daughter, not me, started getting spammed like crazy on this new toll road scam. Hey, you were on the toll road, log in here and pay the fee. So they knew their cell phones were in that area. We weren't in the toll road, though, so we didn't have to pay it. But something picked up their cell phones to alert it. And believe me, you've probably done that before where you're like, oh, I didn't know I was in there. I better pay it. Well, it's not real. It's a scam. And they're getting people to pay money, and they're putting these up. So look out for that. If you get a text, they're never going to text you to collect. They would rather you not pay the fine and that it doubles or triples and goes into some ridiculous sum before they notify you. And they will notify you through the mail, because if your cell phone is there, it doesn't mean you're the driver or the owner of the car. It just means you were there. So that technology they're using to know what phones are on those roads or near those roads, and then they're sending you text messages trying to get you to pay a toll that you didn't take. It's not a lot of money, but you add that up and it works out to some free cash for some scumbags. So don't fall victim to that. And be careful too after the terror attacks on New Year's Eve. Just be very vigilant wherever you are. Pay attention. If something seems scary, get the hell out of there. Call the cops. Don't be afraid to let someone know, hey, I saw that car over there. It seems suspicious. I'm letting you know and I'm getting out of here. So look out for yourselves. I will talk to you again on Friday with the bonus pod. So till then, peace out, everybody.